Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've always been proud of myself for something that I have done that is good for the world, but does not require me to make any extra effort.
Well, let's go ahead and pat you on the back.
And that is that I have signed the organ donor papers so that when I die, my body can be used to help others.
He's patting himself, Hawk. He's patting himself.
Okay. Well, they'll be, you know, they'll be, you think they'll be in good shape?
Well, there's parts that might be usable.
A finger.
I haven't hardly used any of my muscles.
Okay. I will say this. I'd rather have Tom's liver than yours or Cato's.
That's true. My liver's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
He's been processing all that, the chemicals from the snack foods.
Yeah, well, you're just pouring alcohol straight into yours.
I don't drink like that.
Okay, I do. you don't want mine.
Okay, so I'll take Tom's liver if something ever happens.
I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
You don't want my lungs either.
Okay,
I've worn them out over the years.
I'll take Heidi's lungs
because
I've heard Tom walk up a stair.
Yeah, but that's not because my lungs aren't good. That's because the rest of me is demanding so much oxygen.
You're right. You're right. You probably do like use your lungs a lot.
And my calves are excellent.
Yeah, well, from the knees down, you're a handsome man.
I wouldn't go to that. Once you get to my ankles, it starts to get ugly again.
Okay.
Anyway, I've always thought this is a great opportunity for me to do something good for my fellow man without giving any sacrifice while I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, who cares what they do after I'm dead? And if it'll help someone else, good for them.
That's good, yeah.
But then I started seeing these stories about some of the things they do to these bodies, and I'm not sure that's what I signed up for.
Like they keep you alive longer or something?
No, no.
Okay. Oh.
So I always imagined, you know, they'd take my eyes and give them to someone who needed eyesight, or they would do something, like you mentioned, to the liver, to someone who needs a liver, right?
Yeah, right.
But you find out that they do a lot of different things with bodies once you sign them over.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we had that recent lawsuit where the people were getting blown up. Like they found out their grandmother got blown up or their mom got blown up in a test of like Kevlar vest or something. And then also you've probably seen some of these shows on some of those cable channels that you didn't actually pay for but you get them anyway, where they do it, like the HGTV or Lifetime or some of these weirder channels out there.
And
they'll show you like forensics all day long. It'll be like the forensics special. And it's, so
I hadn't seen that on HGTV.
Well, I don't know what channel it is.
Hallmark channel.
Crime and whatever.
All right, I got you.
But ID.
They have these things where they will put bodies outside and let them rot so that they can see at what day do these eggs grow on it. At what day this... That way, when they find an actual dead body, they can figure out how long has that dead body been there.
That's interesting.
So it helps the police solve crimes.
Because my mom was talking about this because one of her friends donated her body to science.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I want to know how to do that. I'm like, why? I mean, like, she's like, because I think that would be good for... But I'm thinking, you know, it's one thing to donate organs, but when you can sign up to donate your body to science...
Yeah, it's scary.
That's different because they are doing stuff like that.
Well, sure, they do car wrecks and see how the body survives that.
I could see my body laid out on a slab at a university and all these students are standing around me naked.
Laughing,
going, I used to listen to that guy.
Why are they naked?
You're being Clemson. I have a formaldehyde smell to you, like you're dissecting a frog.
Why are they all standing around you naked?
No. That's a dream I have. He's the one naked.
He's the dead guy.
He's naked, and they're making fun of him.
The students are taking apart piece by piece and exploring and learning from.
Oh, that sounds romantic.
So Cato's back on board now.
I want to do that while I'm alive, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, and it's cold in that room, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Well, here's what just happened. In Colorado, they have one of those fields, the farms they call them, where they put dead bodies out and they measure how long it takes for certain things to happen. But something went wrong. Apparently, some cats wandered onto the property and started eating some of the bodies. This actually answered some questions they had, though, because you always wonder, like, will your pets eat you if you die in the house and they're stuck in the house with you? They've determined that cats will, in fact, eat you
because they hate you.
Well, the cats didn't know these people laid out in the field.
I mean,
your cat knows you, so maybe
cats. Cat's just waiting for you to die.
It is.
Can you tell?
And they even went a step further, and they know what part of your body they'll eat first.
Oh, which part was that?
Well, that's what I could tell you if you want me to.
How about I want to go with fingers.
Okay.
Ooh,
finger
good
looking
one.
Good.
Neck.
So we've got the neck and the fingers.
I don't know. Some good thigh meat.
All
it's
right.
Pretty tasty.
I'm not sure who's closest. Maybe Hawk. They said they eat the arms first.
Oh, okay.
The cats went up to the bodies and started eating the arms before anything else.
You know what? I should have said nipples.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
You wouldn't have gotten it right.
Because a cat nip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have to explain that. Okay.
That's good right there. Because cats and we.
What's really interesting?
That's good right there.
There were 40 bodies out there. The cats chose one and came back to that same one night after night for a month.
Wow.
So they apparently liked the taste or smell of one of them more than the others.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, white meat or dark meat?
That's a good question, Cato. They did not answer that.
It could have been a conspiracy. Maybe that person didn't like cats in their real life, and they could sniff it out.
Ooh.
Or revenge.
Or maybe that person ate tuna and salmon all their life.
Oh, tuna.
Mm. I'm going to look into this to see if we can find out more about what was different about that person.
You would think they would have some security guards on hand to not let that stuff happen. I mean, you got bodies laying. I mean, if cats can run up on it, a human could too. That'd scare you to death.
Could you imagine me hiking with a friend?
Yeah. And you find like a whole big field of bodies.
What's that smell?
Yeah.
You're like, we better report this to the authorities.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm pretty sure they have signs. It's just the cats can't read them, Hawk.
Well, I know that.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway. Is it like Area 52? Is that what that is?
Actually, it was Area 40. Yeah. There were 40 bodies.
Oh, gotcha.
That's just all I could think of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.